Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of the Jolly Heretic. So it turns out that Axel Rudolcabana, the Welsh Christian, who for some reason, probably something to do with systemic racism, went a bit crazy on the 29th of July in Stockport and went into a Taylor Swift-themed summer event for little girls and murdered three little girls. It turns out he wasn't that. It turns out that everybody's unreasonable, we ask you not to speculate, speculation was right all along, and that he was a Muslim, and that he was a supporter of Al-Qaeda. And it strikes me that this surely means that, considering what happened, considering the riots, considering the people that were jailed and why they were jailed, that there must be, I mean, how can there be any trust in this government among ordinary people now? How can any form of trust exist with this level of lies? And so that is what I want to talk about today. Before I do that, could you please, please, please subscribe? Could you subscribe here? And could you subscribe on my Substack, thejollyheretic.com? Where I put all of the based content that I daren't put on here. I put all of the spiciest stuff. I put in-person interviews. I put films that I'm making. You can be part of my Jolly Heretic chat. And if you like what I do, then you can support me for the cost of a pint of beer a month. But most importantly, please subscribe and hit that like button and leave a comment. Now, I mean, what the hell is going on? As you may recall, on the 29th of July, this Axel Rudolcabana, who was touted as being Welsh and Christian, went on a rampage in this Taylor Swift-themed children's club in Stockport in Cheshire and killed three little girls, Aya Gurr, Bibi King and Elsie Stank, and maimed various other people, seriously injured various other people. Now, the most obvious response, considering what was going on in Israel at the time, was to think that this was terrorist-related, this was fundamentalist Islam-related, and that was what was going on. And indeed, somebody very quickly tweeted out that this was indeed the case. A woman tweeted out that it was someone called Ali Al-Shakti, who was a Muslim, who had arrived on a small boat. Now, that wasn't the case. This bird, if Spofforth, had tweeted out something that was inaccurate. It led to the Stockport mosque being surrounded and protests against Islam and so forth. This woman was arrested and prosecuted, and various other people were prosecuted for sharing her tweet. But it turns out that, of course, she was correct, because realistically, what else was it going to be? Other than something to do with Israel and something to do with Islam, fundamentalist Islam. Of course it was. And I have a friend, actually, I won't name him, but who's involved in the media, who was contacted in the summer by a boy that was at school in Stockport with this Axel Rudolcabana. And he told him that this boy was always going on about Palestine and always going on about Al-Qaeda and so forth. But it was only one source, so he couldn't go ahead and publish the information. And of course it was correct. It turns out that this boy, this 17-year-old innocent Welsh choral singing boy, was trying to make a serious poison, was trying to make resin, and that he had a book in his possession on terrorism called the Al-Qaeda Manual. So, or the Military Studies in the Jihad Against Tyranny and Al-Qaeda Training Manual. So, this boy was a terrorist, and although the police are refusing to treat what happened as terror, this was clearly a terrorist act, and the idea was to kill a number of infidel children, because let's face it, only infidel children were going to be having something to do with Taylor Swift, in order to avenge what was going on in Gaza, and in order to, you know, to take vengeance on the British people and on the non-Muslim population by this radicalised fundamentalist Christian Rwandan boy. And they covered this up like you wouldn't believe, despite the fact that they probably knew, if they had any sense, before it even happened, that this boy had been radicalised, because they were likely watching him, but they didn't think he was a sufficient threat. And they probably almost certainly knew immediately after it happened what had gone on. So not only do we have the appalling, lying, disingenuous psychop of them making out that there are going to be far-right riots all over the country when there clearly aren't, and then them having Antifa types turning up, and then them saying, the evil thuggish far right, i.e. working class English people concerned about their country, have been triumphed over. But in addition, now it emerges once everyone's calmed down and it's cold outside, it's too cold to go outside, what utter lies we have been told. It's so blatant with this Labour government. I wonder if they even care about the complete destruction of trust between the ordinary people and themselves. It is this kind of collapse in the relationship between the government and the trust between the government and those whom they rule, which leads to populism and which leads to revolution. And I think that for them to have lied so blatantly about something like this and suppressed it for so long, when everyone knew deep down what was going on, just to kind of humiliate people and flex their power over people, could have very, very dangerous consequences in the UK.
Are you ready for the future of the West?